Welcome to Wise and Well, presented by Community Memorial Healthcare. I'm your host, Maggie McKay. Dr. Irene Dansby, Medical Director of the Community Memorial Hospital Breast Center, joins us today to discuss Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Thank you so much for being here today. This is such an important topic.
Thank you for having me, and yes, it is.
So our previous conversation highlighted that early detection saves lives. Can you remind our listeners why it's so critical and what the risks are of delaying or even skipping an annual mammogram?
So early detection is the most powerful tool that we have in the fight against breast cancer. Early detection is crucial because it means simpler, more effective treatments and higher survival rates.
A question we often hear is, when should I get a mammogram? We've discussed this before, but it's so important to reinforce that message. Can you go over the general screening guidelines for women and maybe elaborate on the differences in recommendations for women with a family history or other risk factors?
So in general, most women who are at average risk should start annual screening mammograms at the age of 40. If someone has high risk factors, such as the BRCA mutation, a family history of breast cancer in a first-degree relative diagnosed premenopausally, or a history of chest radiation in childhood, we would start screening sooner. Usually that means starting breast MRI at the age of 25, and then the annual mammogram starting at the age of 30. We are always happy to help patients figure out the appropriate screening protocol, so they should never hesitate to contact us.
For a patient who is new to the process, the terminology can be confusing. What's the difference between a screening mammogram and a diagnostic mammogram?
A screening mammogram is a routine check for women who don't have any symptoms and who aren't currently undergoing any surveillance of a previous finding. Diagnostic mammograms are performed when there is a specific complaint or there is a finding on a screening mammogram that requires more detailed imaging. Often that mammogram will be combined with a same-day breast ultrasound, which really helps us kind of hone in on a specific area of tissue if necessary.
The Community Memorial Hospital Breast Center is known for making the process quick and easy, quote unquote. What can a patient expect when they come in for their screening? And can you walk us through the steps of a typical appointment?
Expect generally a quick and comfortable visit. You'll be greeted by our office staff and asked to complete a questionnaire. Now, I understand everybody dislikes paperwork, but that questionnaire is essential. It really gives me a deeper knowledge of patients' personal risk factors and to understand if a patient is having a specific complaint that I really need to pay attention to. You'll then be called back into the office by a technologist and escorted to a private dressing room. It's best to wear a two-piece outfit. You'll be given a dressing gown and asked to remove your top and bra. The technologist will then perform the mammogram, which is two images per breast for women without implants and four images of each breast for women who do have implants. The results will be sent to your doctor and you'll receive a letter with your results by mail. Patients who are having a diagnostic evaluation will receive results on the same day. The whole process generally takes about 30 minutes for a screening mammogram, but can be a little bit longer for the diagnostic evaluations.
Let's talk about the technology used at the center. What is 3D breast tomosynthesis, and how does that technology provide a better image and benefit the patient?
3D tomosynthesis provides clear, layered images of the breast, reducing false positives and improving cancer detection, especially for women who have dense breast tissue.
So many women feel anxious about getting a mammogram, understandably. What's your advice for someone who might be nervous or has concerns about the procedure itself?
Feeling anxious is completely normal. The compression is brief and the technologists are there to support you and make the procedure as comfortable as possible. If you're experiencing significant pain with the compression, please let your technologist know. They do have some tricks to make it a bit more tolerable.
As part of Breast Cancer Awareness Month, Community Memorial is offering a special low-cost mammogram. Can you tell our listeners more about this special offer and how they can schedule an appointment?
So during October, which is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, please take advantage of reduced cost 3D screening mammograms and whole breast ultrasound screening for dense tissue. We offer a cash price for the screening mammogram of $120 and whole breast ultrasound for $175. That will be collected at the time of service. You can contact the Breast Center at Community Memorial Hospital at 805-948-5093 to schedule your exam.
Thank you so much for being here today. Is there anything else you'd like to add in closing?
and just here to advocate for our patients and make sure that everybody is getting the appropriate screening. And we're trying to make that more accessible for people, especially during the month of October.
That's great. Again, that's Dr. Irene Dansby. To learn more about our services and locations and to schedule an appointment, please visit mycmh.org/breast health. If you found this podcast helpful, please share it on your social channels and check out our entire podcast library for topics of interest to you. I'm Maggie McKay. Thanks for listening to Wise and Well, presented by Community Memorial Healthcare.